You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Browns fans, before we get started, just want to thank the sponsors of today's show. Head to omahasteaks.com/dogs, D-A-W-G-S, right now and use promo code DOGS when you check out. Take advantage of the 50% off site-wide sale, plus you'll get 8 free burgers with your order. And again, use that code DOGS when you check out to get $30 off your order. And Danger Coffee. Get 10% off at dangercoffee.com/dogs. Use promo code DOGS. 10% off mold-free, toxin-free, delicious coffee.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. My name is Derek Frisbee from DF Sports, and today we're going to talk about the top 10 receivers for the Cleveland Browns in the NFL draft. So we're going to go from 5 to 1. All right, so my number 5 for the Cleveland Browns rankings for the 2024 NFL draft, a wide receiver, Tez Walker, UNC. Tez Walker, 6'2", 200 pounds. He's 22 years old. So he's an interesting one. And it's funny because literally like the day after I finished this list, and by the way, this is every receiver ranked, details about them, stats, everything. Like I spent a lot of time on that. And if you don't believe me, ask Josh, because I sent it to Josh as kind of a draft tool for everybody, right? Because if I'm going to take the time to make it, I want to share it because it's good to have all this information. But it's funny, I came out, I finished this list, I got everything done, and the very next day, I see Steve Smith Sr. Talking about it, and he came out with his own wide receiver list. And it's funny because, and I'm not saying this to credit myself, but it's cool that my line of thinking, he kind of went along with the same thing. And with Tez Walker out of UNC, he kind of thought the same way I did. And we're going to get into it. So before we do, 2022, this is his stats. 58 receptions, 921 yards, 11 touchdowns, 15.9 average. 2023, 41 receptions, 699 yards, 7 touchdowns, 17.0. average. So the pros, he's got elite acceleration, right? This is a guy where if the ball is in the air, he can speed up on a dime to go get it, right? That's good. That's great. He's great at it. He's elite at it. He adjusts to the ball good in the air. I like what I see there. He's good yak. He's a good yak guy, right? You get the ball in his hands, he can do something with it. So those are the pros. Now the cons. He's an inconsistent route runner, struggles at the line of scrimmage. So the reason why I bring up Steve Smith is because I had a weird feeling with Tez Walker. And, you know, some people had him at Some people had him as high as like an early second, bottom of the first, possibly. You know, but for me, the thing that I found watching, you know, and looking at the film of all these guys, again, I've said it before, I'll say it again. This class is special. This class is unique. This class is deep at wide receiver this year in the draft. And for me, Tez Walker, you know, one of the things that Steve Smith said, and again, I'm not the biggest Steve Smith fan, to be honest with you, but again, great receiver in the NFL. I'm going to respect his opinion. I certainly didn't play receiver in the NFL, so I'm going to take his word over mine. But one of the things that he said that I kind of saw myself, he said that Tez Walker is somebody who almost should have came back another year at UNC, right? And you can talk about Drake May coming out, right? So maybe he should have transferred. Maybe that's a better argument. But some of his issues he's going to have to work with. And Steve Smith saw him more as a third-round pick. And I see him as a late second, maybe early third-round pick. I think just with as deep as the wide receiver room is, or the wide receivers are in this draft, I think he could get pushed down a little bit. Now, I certainly could be wrong, but for me, I think Tez Walker, and I really don't know if I want to make this comparison because they're two guys in the same draft, but they're similar for me. They're similar for me in the sense that both of these guys, I have some questions about them. And for me, those guys are A.D. Mitchell out of Texas, who is going to be a first-round pick, if not early second-round pick, which I think he should be. And the reason why I don't have him on my list, spoiler, is because I think he's out of reach. And I think he should be. I think everything that Tez Walker does at a high level, I think that A.D. Mitchell does just better, right? So that's the difference between the two. But they both have their issues. I think they're both inconsistent route runners, struggle at the line of scrimmage, right? And for me, with Tez Walker, I found like his highlights are good, right? They're good. But he's inconsistent. And I think he's somebody that I think needs some work. He needs some work. Now, the reason why I have him five on my list is because I think the upside with him is really good. And I think he fits what the Browns are looking for, right? This is somebody who can come in and give you a lot as far as over the middle with the yak. Again, elite acceleration. He's fast. Adjust to the ball well. Has solid hands. I like that a lot. You know, his contested catch, good. Like it. I like a lot of Tez Walker. I would not be upset at all if he was the pick for the Browns. But I think personally for me, there are a lot more things that he has to work on coming into the NFL than some other people think. So again, not that he's bad. I think a lot of these things are nitpicking, right? Again, I've said it. I'll say it again. I think a lot of these receivers are going to be really, really good. I really do. You know, when it comes to guys who fit the Browns, I think Tez Walker would fit what the Browns are looking for, and especially more so like a deep threat. A lot of things that I really liked that I saw for him were deep down the field when he would adjust to the ball and, you know, kind of get used in that way. And I think that's what we need, and I like it. And he's big. He's 6'2", 6'2", 200 pounds. So I like him a lot. I think he would be a good pick. But for me, Tez Walker is somebody, especially if the Browns maybe wanted to trade back. If the Browns wanted to trade back, they get to 54, maybe somebody they liked more is gone. And they didn't want to trade up. Or, you know, if they wanted to take somebody else, you know, and then trade up later, right? I think that's kind of the situation. If Tez Walker were to end up Cleveland Brown, that's how I see it happening, and I'd be happy. Again, I like him a lot. I just think compared to these other guys in my top four now, I think he has the most issues to work through, if that makes sense. So Tez Walker is my number five on the list for wide receivers with the Browns in the NFL draft. Number four is a guy that has risen a lot, right? Barry talked about him when him and Josh did a Senior Bowl breakdown, and talking about some of those guys. You know, Barry had mentioned that this guy impressed all 3 days, and I like this player a lot. I hate the school he went to. Shocker. Well, I'm even wearing, you know, so I think that kind of gives it away. Roman Wilson, out of the University of Michigan. He's 6 foot tall, 192 pounds, 22 years old. Roman Wilson is, he's fascinating. And the reason why I say that is big part due to the school he went to, right? It's no secret that Michigan made their bread and butter running the football, right? Great offensive line, great run game with Corum, with Edwards. They're going to run the football. So the pass game was kind of second option there, right? And, you know, if you want to talk about J.J. McCarthy, I can sit here and tell you a billion reasons why I'm not a huge fan. But Roman Wilson, when he did get the ball, I liked him a lot. I thought he was a really good player. His 2022 season, 25 receptions, 376 yards, 4 touchdowns, averaged 15.0. 2023, last year, 48 receptions, 789 yards, 12 touchdowns, 16.4 average. So, again, the stats are not, like, mind-blowing. They're not stats that are going to blow you away. But the pros and the cons. Roman Wilson has raw explosiveness. Just God-given natural talent. Explosive. Which is kind of hard to explain when you turn on the film and you watch Roman Wilson. His speed is unique. His speed is dynamic. And this is a guy, like, you don't want him to end up on a team like the Chiefs, right? You saw what they did with little to nothing at wide receiver. You add a guy like this, that would be bad. He's great against zone. He is great finding holes in the zone, getting open, you know, and catching the football. He has great hands. There are multiple instances where those are NFL catches that you're seeing Roman Wilson make. And, you know, for me, I think it was consistent, right? That's a big thing you look for, consistency, what the hands look like at an NFL level in college. It's kind of hard to judge. With Roman Wilson, again, he didn't get as many opportunities as some of these other guys, but he made the most with them. He was their number one receiver, right? You know, another guy who's in this draft from Michigan, Cornelius Johnson, he's a big guy, right? This is a big, deep threat who you look at and you say, hey, that's a guy that you should be throwing deep to. No, Roman Wilson was the guy. He was the impact player at the wide receiver position. You know, and he did it against good talent, right? He did it consistently against good talent. And I personally value that the most, right? And again, guy who impressed Barry at the Senior Bowl. I respect Barry a lot. I think his opinion certainly matters. And, you know, being up close and personal, you know, if you like what you see, that's really good. So I like Roman Wilson a lot. Now, his cons, he has had injuries due to his frame. Again, he's 6 foot, 192. He's kind of a skinny kid. But I think I feel more confident with Roman Wilson getting that fixed as far as, like, his frame goes. I think he has meat to be put on the bones, right? Where you look at somebody like Jalen McMillan, who I talked about, who's my 10th ranked receiver, I think he's going to struggle. I think his size could really become an issue. I don't know how much that's going to change, right? There's going to have to be a lot of emphasis and a lot of work put into it. You know, Roman Wilson struggles with physical corners, right? If you're up in his face, you get hands on him, he's going to struggle, right? Again, he is great against zone, but when you're playing man-on-man, physical up front, right? If you got like a Martin Emerson against him, he's going to struggle. He's going to struggle. But the stuff that he does well kind of overshadows it, in my opinion. I think this is stuff that you want to... It's worth taking, right? All these guys have flaws, but Roman Wilson, stuff that he does great, is worth taking. And I think this is a guy that at 54, if he's there, depending on who else is there, you pull the trigger on. You know, and maybe if some of these guys go earlier and, you know, you feel like you need to trade up a little bit, I would do it. I think it's worth it. So I like Roman Wilson a lot. However, I do have to mention, and I'm going to throw this in here because we're talking about it, one negative that's going to be talked about with Roman Wilson is his personality. He's got a little bit of juju in him, not going to lie. And I'm not a big fan of that. At the end of the day, I don't care. It's how you play on the football field that matters to me. You know, but this is a guy who's going to go on social media. He's going to run his mouth. You know, and if you win, if that's a guy who's on your team, you like it. But if you play against it, you hate it, right? It's not to bring it up, but like the Baker Mayfield effect, right? But obviously, it's not just Baker. There's a ton of guys. But just saying, Roman Wilson, a lot to love. I think he's going to be good at the next level. He's a player I would like to see end up on the Browns in certain scenarios. You know, but there are some negatives there. For me, again, like I said, he's somebody I would pick at 54, depending on who's there. He's somebody that if guys get picked early that I like, I would trade up to get him, right? I think he's that good. Some people are even talking about him being like top of the second, bottom of the first. So, again, similar to Ladd McConkey, he's a guy who the hype is going through the roof. So, we'll see. We'll see where he ends up getting picked, but I do think he will be in striking distance for the Browns. That is why he's on my list. I have him at number 4.
This episode is presented by Omaha Steaks. Browns fans, the 50% off site-wide sale is still happening over at omahasteaks.com/dogs. Head over there today. Make sure you take advantage of this 50% off sale on everything on their website. Plus, go to that URL, /dogs, and you'll get 8 free steak burgers with your order. And then if you use promo code DOGS when you check out, you get $30 off your order. This is a deal you cannot beat, especially with the price of meat and all food and just everything right now is sky high. It's just stupid. But this kind of sale, now this meat is the best stuff you guys can get. I'm telling you right now, I've been talking about it for years. The steaks are my absolute favorite. I love them. The burgers, the jumbo franks, brats, the chicken, the pork, all the seafood. They've got the ready-to-eat meals, desserts. They even have wine and things like that. Just go to omahasteaks.com/dogs, check out everything they have to offer, and make sure that you use promo code DOGS when you check out. Get $30 off your order, plus get 8 free burgers. omahasteaks.com/dogs. Minimum order may apply.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, so my number three player on the list. I'm pumped about this top three. I like every guy on my list here, but the top four I really, really like. And the top three, I would be elated if we ended up with either any one of these guys in my top three. So, with that being said, I have already mentioned his teammate, so that might give it away. I am talking about Jalen Polk out of Washington. He is 6'2", 204 pounds, 21 years old. Just to give you the stats, 41 receptions, 694 yards, 6 touchdowns, and 16.9 average in 2022. 2023, 69 receptions, 1,159 yards, 9 touchdowns, 16.8 average. That's 2023. So, Jalen Polk is a fun receiver, right? Because he's kind of hard to describe. And I'm going to do my best. But I mentioned the Steve Smith rankings. And he's very high on Jalen Polk. The NFL, I think, is going to be very high on Jalen Polk. I think he's a guy that probably, if I had to put money on it, somewhere in the top of the second, it's going to be picked. Obviously, it depends on who falls, where guys go. But I would not be surprised if he is picked pretty high. And I don't want this to get taken out of context because not saying these two players are these two other players. But Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson, I think they proved that it is possible that a team can have a great receiving core and the players in that receiving core can both succeed individually in the NFL. And I'm not saying that Polk is either one of those guys. I'm not saying Romo Dunze is either one of those guys as well. I'm not going to put that sort of standard, I guess, on those two. But what I will tell you is just because Odunze is as good as he is, does not mean Polk gets everything easy, right? And vice versa. Now, Jalen Polk, he catches everything. He's got great hands. He's got excellent ball tracking skills, and he's got an excellent catch radius. What I mean, Washington used him multiple different ways, right? He played outside. He played inside. You know, they kind of used him in a few different ways. But in terms of, hey, you need to convert, right? Or you need a big play. Jalen Polk was the guy. And I think at times he kind of looked better than even Odunze at sometimes. Not saying he is better, because I think Romo Dunze certainly has a more exciting skill set than Jalen Polk. But when it comes to consistency and needing to get a reception, he's the guy. He's the guy you throw to. So, again, there were times where Washington threw to him deep in the end zone on just kind of fade routes, and he came down with it. There were times where they threw the ball 35, 40 yards downfield. He adjusted and came down with it. There were times where they just needed over the middle, and he came, like, he is, in my opinion, everything you want in a number two receiver, right? You want a guy who has a good enough skill set of his own, can handle his own, and can catch the ball, right? And he made NFL catches consistently in college football. This is not a situation where he was just running free all the time and just caught the ball, right? This is him getting open, making tough catches, coming down with the football consistently at a high level. His speed is decent. He's a guy that I'm going to be, if he runs a great 40 time, he's going high. He's going to go probably very top second round, maybe bottom first round, right? He's that good. He's that good. And what he does well is that good, that if you see the speed on paper, he could go really high. So for me, I don't
I don't know how he shakes out. I think he's a guy that the Browns probably would have to trade up a couple spots to get him if he were to slide near the Browns. You know, and I wouldn't be upset with it. Now, the cons, he's not great against zone coverage, and his speed, like I mentioned, is solid. But again, he's a guy that's going to be pay attention to the 40 and those sorts of things. But again, what he does well is great. It's great. And he'd be a guy that I'd be elated if the Browns got. And at the very least, I think he's consistent. I think he's a guy who you can use in multiple different ways, and you can count on him to come down with a football. And, you know, I think the Browns certainly need that. I think they need a guy who they can rely on and who can be consistent that's not named Amari Cooper. So if Jalen Polk is the pick, I will be elated. Again, dog mentality, a guy who you're going to like him a lot personality-wise. You're going to like what he brings to the team. I think he would be a really good fit here in Cleveland, and I would absolutely love it. So that being said, Jalen Polk is my number three. All right, so my number two on my list. This guy is somebody that unfortunately I think is probably the most unrealistic to end up a Cleveland Brown on my list, just because he's going to test unreal. Like, he is going to test unreal. And we've seen players similar to him coming into the draft slip, and I think you probably know who I'm talking about by now. But I think given the success of the two guys in particular who he is being compared to, I think he will end up being picked higher because of it. I think despite maybe the lack of long-term consistency, if that makes sense, I think there's going to be a team that's going to say, yeah, we're taking a chance on this guy. And I think he will be a great receiver at the next level. And I'm talking about Xavier Leggett, South Carolina. He is a monster. 6'3", 227 pounds. He is 23 years old. And yes, you did hear me right. 6'3", 227 as a wide receiver. And don't be fooled. That is all 227 pounds of pure muscle. He is a freak. He's an absolute freak. And again, obviously there I'm talking about AJ Brown, DK Metcalf. I think Xavier Leggett's going to end up being a probably bottom of the first round pick, if I had to guess. For me, it's kind of up in the air, right? If a team's going to take a chance on him, and this is what I'm talking about, right? Long-term consistency. 2022, 18 receptions, 167 yards, 3 touchdowns, 9.3 average. You know, that's little to nothing. 2023, 71 receptions, 1,250, 5 yards, 7 touchdowns, 17.7 average. So, quite literally added on by 1,000 yards plus from season to season. And over doubled his touchdowns. So, you know, there are people who will say, you know, maybe he's a one-year wonder, right? And again, we've seen, like, Treylon Burks. Treylon Burks was a guy who I was high on, who was compared to DK and was compared to AJ Brown. You know, with Treylon Burks, there's a lot of issues there, but I think it was because we hadn't seen a player since AJ, DK, and people tried to really make, you know, Treylon Burks into being that. And certainly there's some comparisons, for sure. And I still like Treylon Burks to an extent, but, and he's shown some flashes, but I think Xavier Leggett is, wow. Like, some team's going to get a dynamic, great receiver, a freak athlete, and, you know, who could be a monster, right, at the next level. But again, you know, it's one season. He's going to test unreal. you know, he has great speed for his size. Like, he moves unbelievably fast for his size. And again, this is why I think he's kind of a little bit of too much of a dream, you know, because I think he's going to test so well, and especially when it comes to the three cone, when it comes to the 40-yard dash, when it comes to those sorts of things, that I think teams are going to be like, yep, nope, we're going to take the risk. And I think, unfortunately, he's going to be out of the Browns' range. But nevertheless, I'm putting him on the list just because, you know, if Angerberry wanted to move up, you know, who knows? But yeah, great speed for his size. He adjusts to the ball well. Great contested catchability. He's a bully. He is a bully downfield. He's a bully with the ball in his hands, but especially like in jump ball situations, he's just going to tell you he's bigger. He's just going to tell you he's bigger and more athletic than you, and he's going to get the ball. And, you know, when you turn on his tape, it's just, you just sit there and say, this is crazy. Like, this is insane. He's a freak. He's a freak athlete. I think he's arguably the most intriguing receiver in this draft. You know, when it comes to potential, he's top of the list. And he's top of the list potential-wise at any position in this draft. Now, he does have some cons. Again, like I said, only the year of producing at this high of a level. You know, his burst off the line is not as good as I think you would want it to be, right? He takes a minute to maybe build up the speed. His footwork is something that's still developing. His change of direction speed is something that he's going to have to work on as far as getting more, just improving, right? And cutting in and out of his routes and that sort of thing. You know, but for the Browns, if you could bring in a Xavier Leggett with Amari Cooper, with Elijah Moore, man, he's special. He is. We'll see. We'll see on Xavier Leggett. I'm fascinated by him. You know, just because of what he could be. And I think he will. I think he's not going to be like a Burke situation where people go, oh, there's only one DK and whatever. Like, no. I think Xavier Leggett will play at a high level. You know, are you going to put those sorts of expectations on him? You know, that's fine if you want to. But, you know, when you have a guy moving at 6'3", 227 of pounds of pure muscle, who moves as well as he does, can jump, who can catch, he's special. Like, he's special. You know, he can play outside. He can play inside if he wanted to. You know, and hey, the Browns already have one freak athlete as a receiving threat in David Njoku. Why not add another one if you can? Save your Leggett. So, again, I'm not going to get my hopes up for this one. But if he's in striking distance, that could be interesting for sure. That could be interesting. He's fun, right? He's a guy that I would say go watch his highlights because you're going to be pumped. And by the way, I didn't just watch highlights. You know, I did work on this. It's not just a highlight review, but you get the point. Nevertheless, he's my second player. Whether if it's unrealistic or not, too good not to put on this list for me. So Xavier Leggett is my number two.
This episode is brought to you by Danger Coffee. Browns fans, we talk about how Danger Coffee is made free from mold toxins that are in 45% of the world's coffee, but that's not all that Danger Coffee has to offer. Mineral and nutrient deficiencies are a big deal. They make you feel sick, tired, stressed, and they can give you brain fog. These deficiencies negatively affect your immune system, your digestion, sleep, metabolism. Have you ever wondered why you get an initial burst from your coffee? But then you get that little crash not long after. Danger Coffee's patent-pending process remineralizes your body with more than 50 trace minerals and electrolytes, leaving you more energized, engaged, powerful. These micronutrients enter the cells to boost performance. They bind to toxins to provide detoxification support. I know that sounds like a lot, but the bottom line, guys, is minerals matter. And most of us really don't get enough of them on a daily basis. Danger Coffee delivers micronutrients, plus it gives you access to the minerals you already have. Head to dangercoffee.com, use our code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, for 10% off your order. And that code can be used over and over. So you get 10% off every order you make using code DOGS. It's time to start every day off with a cup of coffee that gets you going and actually keeps you going. Dangercoffee.com, code DOGS.
And my number one guy. And I'll tell you right off the bat, if I was GM of the Browns, if I was Andrew Berry, this player would end up being a Cleveland Brown by any means necessary. I have watched every receiver in this draft. I have, you know, looked into them, done film work, stats, all those sorts of things. And there, for me, at least for the Browns, there is one clear-cut option that I think fits every single thing the Browns need, hope for, and want. I think he is the perfect fit. I think he is the best option for everything the Browns need. And, you know, I want to take this back to the interview that Josh had with Berry. Josh said, I think the Browns need to go out and get a dynamic receiver who's a playmaker, who's fast, those sorts of things, right? That's what the Browns need. That's what the Browns are looking for. What if I were to tell you that there's a guy in this draft who is 20 years old, who might be the fastest receiver in this draft, who can come in, play inside, play outside, is a really good route runner, I think very underrated as a route runner, who can catch, who is shifty, who is a deep threat, but also can do the other things, can work over the middle, can, you know, get open, create separation. And what if I were to tell you that this guy could also come in and be an instant elite punt returner and kick returner? If I told you all those things, you would say, that sounds great. But I find it interesting, you know, with this player, I've done a lot of work on this player. Because for me, he's the clear-cut number one for the Browns, right? He is in striking distance. I think the Browns can get him. I think there is a chance he could fall to 53 or to 54. I feel like if the Browns want him, they might have to move up a few spots to get him. Nothing crazy. You know, and I think this would be worth it. And this is not an Anthony Schwartz situation with this guy. He can run routes. He can catch. All right, this is not just a speed thing with him. I am talking about Xavier Worthy from the University of Texas. Now, I'm going to talk about him, going to explain everything, so stay tuned. But again, 6'1", 172 pounds, 20 years old, right? There are some cons, but there's a lot of pros with Xavier Worthy. Number one, does Andrew Berry like drafting old players? No. Andrew Berry has shown that he loves young players. Right, young guys with potential who, you know, you view can really develop and play at a high level, right? Which obviously every team wants, but Andrew Berry has shown that he will pass up on a guy that's maybe like 23, you know, for a guy who's younger, right? Not that that should matter all that much, whatever, but in this case, I think it's important to look at the track record. Now, last year was like the first time that he kind of went against the grain and against his guardrails is the term that was used. But I think historically, it's fair to bring it up, right, that those are things that are talked about, or at least historically with Andrew Berry. But Xavier Worthy, 2022, 60 receptions, 760 yards, 9 touchdowns, 12.7 average. 2023, 75 receptions, 1,114 yards, 5 touchdowns, 13.5 average. So, let's talk about it. Why do I love him so much? Why do I think he's the perfect fit? He has unbelievable speed, which the Browns so desperately need. And it's not wasted fast. It's not straight line speed. This is explosive, quick burst, in and out of his routes, speed. You know, he's shifty. His route running is really good, and he tracks the ball really well, right? Here's what I will tell you. Watching Xavier Worthy, the speed at which he breaks in and out of his routes is unreal. Like, it is unreal. He will undeniably get separation at an NFL level, right? There are times where he's running scot-free, right, when you watch the film, because of the skills that he has as a route runner with his speed and explosiveness. But also, at the same time, there are situations where he is put in jump ball situations and he has to track the ball, and he does it. And he catches it. He offers you so much. And he fits everything that we need, again. However, there are cons. You know, the frame, right? 6'1", 172 pounds. He is skinny. He is skinny. And, you know, it's easier to put on weight than to take weight off. So, you know, keep that in mind, but 172 pounds is thin, right? But I will say this, Devontae Smith has kind of changed the narrative, at least for me, with wide receiver and the weight side of things, right? Devontae Smith is skinny as a twig and is playing at a high level in the NFL. He's not like super injury prone, and he's playing well, right? So I don't value the size as far as the concern goes as much with some guys. And Xavier Worthy's not a guy that I'm really worried about as far as those things go. Do I think he needs to put on some muscle? Yes. Do I think he needs to put some weight on? Yes. But those are things that you take this player and you worry about and you work on it later, right? What he does well is worth the bad frame. And worth trying to figure those sorts of things out. Another con is he struggles a little bit when he's pressed, right? If you get a big physical corner against him early that gets hands on him, he struggles a little bit. And then the big one. This is the conversation that I want to have. And the reason why this player is kind of not controversial, but people have different opinions on Xavier Worthy. He, this past season, has had some drops, some unexplainable drops. Now, I know. A lot of you right now are freaking out. You're like, no, we can't have the drops. That's already a big problem, right? I get it. I understand. He also played through a broken hand. Okay? He played through a broken hand. And I think a big thing with this that you got to factor in also, and another thing that drives me crazy, people want to watch limited pieces of film, right? Whether if it be quarterback evaluation, receiver evaluation, whatever position, people will watch 1 year of film and they won't go back and look at his freshman year or his first year starting, like stuff like that. Xavier Worthy has not had drop issues. Like, he has not been been tagged as a receiver that drops the ball a lot. However, recently, in the last, you know, last season, especially towards the end, you know, Washington game, he dropped some balls that he should have caught. And Steve Smith kind of labeled him as a body catcher, but he said that he needed to do more work evaluating it. He's not. He's not a body catcher. He has good enough hands to translate to the NFL. I'm confident in that. If, you know, and again, I'm just, whatever. I'm not an NFL scout. I'm not whatever. So you don't have to take my opinion if you don't want to. But what I'm telling you is what I've seen over the course of his career, drops have not been an issue that has constantly come up. And I don't believe personally that it is going to be an issue that constantly comes up. I don't see that for me personally. Did he have his issues? Yeah. Does he catch every single ball and is he perfect? No. But, you know, when it comes to the tools that you have to work with, this is a guy who's 6'1", 20 years old, who you can bring in, who immediately day one can be a great kick, punt returner, whatever, and also can play inside, can play outside, does everything you need. You need speed. Great. You need a guy who can get open and be a playmaker. Great. You can get him the ball and let him run with it. Great. Does that well. You know, and those sorts of things. And just to give a player comp, because a lot of people are throwing out different comps when I listen to people talk about him. I have a few guys. Some guys you might not like. Some guys you might love. The most popular one, and I agree with it, is Tank Dell. Xavier Worthy and Tank Dell play pretty similarly. They have a lot of traits that kind of, you know, they're very similar. Tank Dell and Xavier Worthy are similar. And, you know, Tank Dell, before he got hurt, is playing at a really high level. So take that for what you will. The next guy is Marquise Brown. I think there are some similarities with Xavier Worthy and Marquise Brown, mostly being the speed, those sorts of things. However, there's another guy. There's another guy that I've not heard people compare him to. I wanted the Browns to pick him over Jedrick Wills. I remember being on the phone with my buddy. And again, nobody's going to believe me, right? Because hindsight's 20/20, and this guy's a great player right now. So obviously, you know, people are going to say, oh, of course you're saying that. But I did. And I was like, hey, you know who they should pick, but they won't? C.D. Lamb. And at the time, it was because, you know, Baker was the Browns quarterback. Baker played with C.D. Lamb. We needed a receiver, all those sorts of things. We picked Jedrick Wills. Left tackle was a big issue. I kind of thought I was crazy when I watched Xavier Worthy, and I was thinking in my head, I was like, there's some things that remind me of C.D. Lamb. And then I watched C.D. Lamb college film, and I watched Xavier Worthy. They're not the same player, but there are some traits. There are some traits there that remind me of C.D. Lamb. So I say all that to say, you're getting a guy that at 20 years old, in my opinion, is a mix of Tank Dell, Marquise Brown, C.D. Lamb, you know, who does everything that you want and everything that you need. The biggest thing is just his frame. That's really the only concern that I have. I'm not overly concerned with the drops. Again, he played through a broken hand. But this is a dynamic player. And in a class that is stacked at wide receiver, he is somebody that is, I believe, will slip. Unless he just comes out and tests unreal, which he certainly could. But I think he's a guy that the Browns probably would have to trade up a good, like, 10-ish spots if they wanted him. And I think it would be absolutely worth it. However, I say this every year of, like, hey, if the Browns want this guy, they might have to trade up. And sometimes you don't. Grant Delpit, perfect example. The Browns actually traded down to get Grant Delpit, which is crazy. And obviously it's not apples to apples. But my point being, the draft is crazy. And you never know who's going to fall. You never know who's going to slip. But I'm telling you, the Browns need a player like this. You could get him in on a rookie contract. And I just think it's perfect fit. I really do. That's just me. I'm interested to see the opinions of everybody on this. So I don't want to be too long-winded here. So with that being said, let me know your thoughts. Again, just to run down my list here, my number one, Xavier Worthy. My number two, Xavier Legette. Ironic, they're both top two, same name. My number three, Jalen Polk, Roman Wilson, Devontae Walker. That's my top five. My six, Ladd McConkey, Jermaine Burton, Brendan Rice, Javon Baker. I keep pronouncing his name wrong. And then Jalen McMillan. Those are my top 10 guys that I think fit the Browns, I think make sense for the Browns, and I would be happy if the Browns got one of those guys. So, with that being said, again, my name is Derek Frisby from DL Sports. Subscribe to the Dogs Podcast, turn on your notifications, like this video, let me know what you think in the comment section below. Appreciate it. We will see you in the next one. Go Browns.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.